Hey, good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is Wednesday, June 19, 2019. I'm Dave Guerra. This is Let's Have a Chat. And it's Wednesday, so that means it's Walking Leader Wednesday, reading from the good book, The Walking Leader, my book, The 20 Rules to Help Guide You Down the Path of Leadership Greatness in Your Organization, in Your Personal, Professional Life, whatever you do. It's just 20 rules. Wrote them. Looking at the MBWA, managing by walking around, and said, hey, it's a great idea. It's a great concept. I latched onto it. I liked it a lot, but I didn't know if I was doing it right. And so I looked for the rules, the guides, anything. There was nothing out there. So I said, hey, why not me? And nobody was there to stop me. Nobody said, hey, Dave, don't do it. I didn't ask for permission. I just did it. I took it upon myself to write out the 20 rules. Trust me. If I had asked anyone for permission, I'd still be waiting for that answer, folks. There's your clue right there. Don't ask for permission. Just let it out. Get it done. Take care of business. If they don't like it, that's on them. That's their issue, not yours. You got things to do. So make sure it gets done and you do it. So reading from chapter 17 of The Walking Leader, chapter 17 is Be Visible. Here's the intro part of it. The thing I disliked the most during my military career was, well, were the few individuals, enlisted non-commissioned officers and commissioned officers, who went out of their way to catch someone doing something wrong. Sneaking around in the dark or hiding just around the corner to overhear conversations, baiting younger soldiers to get themselves in trouble, and so on. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying all of them were like that, but I would say that there were maybe one or two in every unit that behaved this way. Some were obvious, while others were so sneaky that the only way a young soldier found out they were in trouble was when they were knee-deep in it and it was already too late. That behavior served no other purpose than to, well, create animosity and distrust against the leadership, because it was actively and passively condoned. Yes, actively condoned, because they didn't stop it. They didn't go out of their way to stop that type of behavior, but... And this was the command, this was the leadership that acted that way and allowed it to happen. So I knew this was something I would never do if I were ever in any kind of position of leadership or trust. And when I did achieve that level of trust within the state agency I was working for and in the private sector, I knew there was only one way to go. It was the most difficult thing to accomplish, but I made certain that when I was out there, I was visible. I wasn't pulling any punches. There was no doubt about what I was doing. Now, if others saw it differently, again, that's on them. That's their perception. It's subjective to them. So whatever you're doing, you're being out there visible, then that's fine. But it's subjective to them. It's subject to their interpretation. What they want to believe as how they believe. And a lot of times it's antiquated thinking. It's not, it's not moving with the times. It's not progressing. The organization might be progressing, but the individual's mindset might not be, might still be stuck in the 1970s way of doing business. And the 1970s, like what, almost 100 years back, that was like 40, almost 50 years ago. So careful there. Now, being visible is another rule that is easy and difficult at the same time. At first, you'll be tempted to fly under the leadership's radar. However, this is not good, because flying under the radar in any situation will create suspicion and something underhanded will create suspicion that something underhanded or covert may be going on. It may behoove you not to fly under the radar at any time, and for this same reason, I am not advocating that you shout your intentions from the rooftop. Just get out there and do it. Again, don't ask for permission, just get out there and do it. Step outside your office door and just start walking. Again, as that famous slogan from that famous shoe company goes, just do it. So get out there, be visible, let them know you're out there. If they ask you, tell them why you're out there. But to be a leader that's visible and not afraid to get out from behind the desk and not afraid to say the things that need to be said and do the things that need to be done, that's where you create that trust with that front line. That's where you create the trust with your legacy. That's where you create the future, because again, they're going to look at you and say, okay, this guy, he's got something. This gal, she's got something. And they're not afraid to pull the punches. They're not afraid to pull punches. They don't pull punches because they're not afraid. There we go, my apologies. They don't pull punches. They do not pull punches. They strike all the way. And why? Because again, what's in it for them if they pull those punches? What's in it for them if they half-ass it? What's in it for them if they just sugarcoat it and put on this public facade? What good is it for anyone? How does anyone grow? How does anyone move forward? How does anyone, seriously, how does anyone learn and grow up? You don't, because if all you're doing is putting up a front that's a public-facing front, and you're not being visible in that your intentions, or you're not projecting your intentions, then what good are you? You're not a leader. You're a bad manager at that too. Because again, managers, leaders, they need people to be upfront, to not be afraid of what others will think. That's why you just get up and do it. That's why Nike says, just do it. Nike doesn't say ask for permission and then maybe do it. No, Nike says just do it, because they're onto something. And I believe in that. I believe in you just get up off your ass and do it. Now, obviously, if you're under 18 and you still live at home, yes, you still have to ask your parents for permission for some things. But you know what? If it's good, if it's something you want to do, then by all means, just do it. It is that simple. But if you have to wait around for everybody's approval and that's how you live, that's the wrong way to live, because you're not being yourself. You're not being honest to yourself. So again, be visible, your intentions, everything will come through. And that, my friends, is a very good thing. Listen, I'm Dave Guerra. This is Wednesday's Walking Leader Wednesday, June 19. We talked about chapter 17 of my book, The Walking Leader, Be Visible. Until tomorrow, we'll talk to you then. Have a great evening. Have a great Thursday. I'll talk to you soon.